Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Scott Robertson is president and founder of Robertson Communications, Rancho Santa Margarita, and he's going to talk about creating a brand that captures your customers' emotions. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks very much for having me.
Before we get into that, I'd like to hear a little bit more about your background. Tell us how you got started and where you've been. You have some very interesting background that I'd love to hear more about.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I started as a musician, I guess a good way to say it. From there, my parents decided not to fund the professional musician path, and so but I decided to use that, and I went into advertising and public relations and marketing, and that was the only kind of quote unquote real job where I could use my music skills, my creativity. From there, I moved out to, and so that was in Missouri. I come from the great and very snowy, icy state right now of Missouri. And moved out here to California in the mid-90s to pursue a career in high-tech PR, and worked for several agencies, worked my way up the ladder, learned a lot from a lot of great people. And then I moved on and worked for a big trade association called NAM, the National Association of Music Merchants, as Director of Marketing Communications. And did a lot more work in the area of branding, and really delved into that and reworked that association's brand. And then I had the crazy idea of just doing that kind of work for myself. And so 2 years ago, I left and embarked on this adventure to open Robertson Communications Corp. And I tell you, it's been fantastic. I've had a great time and worked with some fantastic clients. Continue to grow the business. It's awesome.
What does an ideal client look like for you?
I like somebody that has a great story but doesn't know it. I kind of started my career as a reporter on that journalism side, and I have kind of a nose or an eye for a good story. Mm-hmm. And I approach people who I see that if I just run into them and I say, hey, that's a really neat idea, that's a really neat business, but it doesn't really have great marketing. And sometimes I work with a lot of technology companies, and tech companies tend to fit the profile of being really good at engineering and technology and tech, and kind of not so good at telling the world about it. So yeah. I can meet their needs that way.
And with your background, that makes a lot of sense to be able to know them from the inside out and to be able to go in and say, hey, there's a better way to tell the story, right?
Yeah, yeah. A simpler way, a more emotional way.
And especially you talk about creating a brand that captures your customers' emotions. Tell us what you mean by that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as it turns out, as rational as we all like to think we are, we really aren't that rational, especially when we buy things and when we do things. Almost all of those behaviors are really driven by emotion. And I think that truly great marketing, goes beyond the surface level of everybody does stuff, but goes beyond that and says, well, what is the emotional state that we are, why are people, buying this service or this product, what need does it fill in them? And I think that, professional services firms are really guilty of kind of settling for that surface level messaging, when a deeper message is going to be a lot more powerful, and you're going to be able to tell a lot more of a resonant story. I'll give you a quick story example.
Please.
When I started at NAM, there was a, NAM's tagline was the International Music Products Association, and that was the tagline. And their marketing message was, we have all these tools and all these things to help you improve your business. If you're a music retailer, this is, the trade association to help you do that. And we said, let's go deeper than that. Let's go deeper than that. And what's the thing that unites people and makes them want to belong to this association? And it's music. And music is passion and music for kids and as a well-rounded part of a full education, all those kind of things. So we came up with the line and the message, of believe in music. Believe in music, belong to NAM.
I see, okay.
And we wanted to use those words, believe and belong, because those are powerful human emotions. To believe in something, and then everybody has the need to belong with people that that they feel they belong with. So that, and that's the, that every trade association is a club that
so
people want to belong to.
Affinity around an emotion as opposed to here's some stuff.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it makes
right.
a lot of sense.
So you get rid of that surface level messaging of, when I first came in fact, NAMM had this ad that was a toolbox, and it said, we have all these tools. And I basically said, no, we don't need a toolbox. We need a picture of a kid making music with joy on their face, because that's what people are buying when they are belonging to an association and buying that message. They want to connect with something deeper, and music has all kinds of potential for emotion.
Now, not every business has the potential for a joyous picture of what's going on, but it still creates emotion, right? I'm thinking attorneys and other people that,
well,
there's a result that people are looking for when they hire an attorney, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that result, can be, very emotional. Maybe it's, maybe it's, fear-driven, the fact that I don't want to look bad to my boss, so I want to have to hire the best professional services firm for X or that sort of thing. And then you could express that in ways that, kind of can evoke that emotion.
So coming back to that, which is kind of what I was thinking, is what's the stronger emotion? If you have the opportunity to either present a very powerful positive picture or a fear-based negative picture, tell us the secret, Scott. What's the strongest one out there?
Sure. Well, you see a lot of PSA campaigns that are trying to get people to stop doing something.
Yes.
They'll use fear.
Okay.
And that kind of thing. If you're trying to get people to start doing something, fear isn't a great message. It's powerful. It has shock. It has stopping power. It has shock value. It has all those kind of things. But I'm personally a fan of more positive emotions. Love and surprise and trust and those kind of things. If you can phrase your company's what you do in terms of what a person wants to feel, then you're connecting really deeply with the true thing that motivates their behavior.
That's, it's very interesting, the concept of where do we start? And so that's where someone would come to you and say, well, let's look at both sides of it maybe and figure out which one brings on the stronger emotion.
Yeah.
Because what you're trying to do is draw in people to your business, right? To whatever your business is.
Absolutely.
Start the clock on an engagement.
And to differentiate, too. I think there are so many, folks that say, they describe their business by saying what they do. And that's not good enough. You need to be able to say what is unique about you, that that why people would choose you over 15 other people, who do what you do. And I think that was always the challenge of marketing and
differentiation in a very crowded marketplace.
Yeah, and it's also the opportunity. I think that every business has a unique story to tell. I just told you a little bit of my story. My story is very different than other people that practice public relations, and I do it differently than they do. And yay for that, because it's a wide, wide world out there, and there's room for everybody.
But celebrate your differences. Don't necessarily get into the sameness of the world, because there's a lot of that out there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I also say, too, that don't be afraid to be who you are. When I first used to go on sales calls from PR agency, I had my supervisor told me, they said, you should play down or hide the fact that you're a musician because it's not professional. And for a long time, I bought into that, and I basically was very guarded about my personal life and that kind of thing. And since then, the world's really changed a lot. It's a very transparent world out there. It's a very, reality-based world out there. And I am a fan of marketing approaches that are human, that are, based in reality and allow people to be, authentically who they are.
Great stuff, Scott. Thanks very much. We're going to take a short break. We're talking with Scott Robertson of Robertson Communications. When we come back, we're going to ask you to share a few stories and some tips, ideas, and precautions for our listeners. We'll be right back. We all have reasons for our behavior. These reasons are very often emotional, not rational. Great marketing understands the emotional motivation behind a target audience's behavior and creates the proper stimulus to generate the response you want to see. Robertson Communications Corp. uncovers that powerful emotional center and uses it to build a stronger brand foundation in order to communicate with greater purpose and better business results. For a free consultation, contact Scott Robertson at 949-766-6789. That's 949-766-6789.
What can you do in a minute? At ExitCoachRadio.com, you can listen to a daily tip, idea, or precaution from over 100 top advisors about how to prepare your business for the future. We upload new one-minute tips at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. daily. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that to hear highlights of this interview and to listen to all of the interviews and highlights of our many talented past guests, please visit us online at exitcoachradio.com, where we upload new content every day, 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. I'm talking with Scott Robertson of Robertson Communications, and that was just a great segment before the break there, Scott. Tell us some client stories, maybe somebody that called you, had a need, what their situation was before, what you were able to do with them, and what was the result afterward?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I have the pleasure of working with a local healthcare benefits broker named Kelly Moore, and she's in Provisors here with us. And she, when I met Kelly, you know, first of all, when you talk to her, she has this tremendous energy, tremendous energy. But then when I saw her marketing, it was flat, and it really didn't have, you know, any of the things that that she had. And a lot of folks in marketing call that kind of a lack of congruency of how the business behaves and how the marketing is. Mm-hmm. And that's just a fancy term for it doesn't fit, it doesn't match. And so one, she engaged me, and we were able to really, you know, unleash some of her energy into the brand. Her brand was, you know, connected to your needs, and it was very flat. It was, you know, a healthcare benefits broker, and there's a bunch of those and Provisors and that kind of thing. But Kelly is unique, you know, and so what we changed it was, and it doesn't work for everybody, but it certainly works for her. And we changed her branding to be, you know, the superheroes of healthcare. You know, freeing small business owners from the worry of health benefits from healthcare reform, and everything that we do is focused on the superhero theme, which of course is very popular, very big in popular culture. You know, with the Thor movies and the Avengers and everything mm-hmm. else, and really taking something that is, you know, quote unquote, a boring subject, you know, healthcare benefits, and making it exciting, because what business owners feel about healthcare benefits is they're afraid they're going to pick the wrong plan. They're afraid of all these things that could potentially be a huge cost and put them out of business. Very serious fears and real worries that they have. And then who better to solve fears and worries than a superhero? And it works for her. She can pull it off because that is how she operates.
That's her personality, it works for her.
Yeah, and that's you know, just that's just one example. But professional services companies, I think, you know, they settle for a message that is kind of at the surface level. I'm a lawyer, and so I try cases and I sue people, and that's it. It's like, but that's not really it. What's really it is deeper. It goes deeper. It requires a little bit of a deeper dive and a talk about, well, what are people feeling when they're coming to talk to you? You know, that kind of thing. And if you do some exploration in those areas and with the personality and the of the person that you're talking to, you can find some pretty interesting fits that, you know, that aren't gimmicky, that are real. And then you've got a real good match between the marketing and branding. It doesn't look like it was put together by somebody else in some other office. It looks like it was done by the company, you know, because it's real.
So it's an extension of the individual or the personality of the group itself, and sometimes they have trouble discovering that about themselves, right? So that's
definitely
where someone like you comes in and helps
yeah.
them and says, no, you're a superhero, let's go with that, this would be perfect. Are they comfortable with that a lot of the time, or does it take some adjusting and getting used to for the groups?
It takes some adjusting, because, you know, if you're going to start talking about what your business does emotionally for people, it's not always a subject that everyone's comfortable talking about in their marketing. It has a tremendous amount of power. You know, executed correctly, you can differentiate yourself from just about anybody in your space by just, you know, talking about the real reasons that are there why people would hire you.
Mm-hmm. So your background suits you for this, Scott. I have to say, I can tell that basically the creative side gets to come out and mm-hmm. help people to really take on a persona and then hold that out to the world. Could you give our listeners some tips or ideas or precautions when they're thinking about their persona and their branding, and what should they think about and think sure. of and watch out for?
Absolutely. Well, tip number one I would say is just kind of adopt an everything counts mindset regarding branding. A lot of people, when they talk about branding, they think, oh, well, that's just my logo and that's just my tagline and that's just something in a large organization, that's just something that marketing handles. But today in 2014, branding is the entire company. It's all the behavior. It's the behavior of all the executives. It's everything that the company does every minute of every day, which is why it's so incredibly hard to get right. And you can get it right for years and blow it with a bad social media post, as we've, you know, seen some cautionary tales of companies that, you know, have really messed up their reputations and things like that by just one little misstep and those mm-hmm. kind of things. So I definitely think that everything counts. Look at the entire organization and ask the question, you know, especially once you kind of find that emotional center, is everything we're doing focused that way? Is this just a marketing campaign? Do we really believe in this? Or is it pushed through absolutely every point where a customer might touch our brand? You know, every introduction in a provisor's meeting, every networking, you know, elevator speech that we give, our corporate identity, our website, our social media pages, everything counts.
The receptionist who greets people at the door, the people issue is very important too, right?
Yes.
And the bigger the company is, the more work it probably is to make sure that everybody's buying into what the new brand happens to be, because shifting a brand has to be a very difficult, maybe takes quite a while.
Yeah,
but an exciting venture as well, right?
For absolutely. And depending on the size of the company, but absolutely, I think, but it's definitely worth it. You know, you want, so many people come to me and they talk about how they want to communicate. I want a Facebook page. I want to put out a press release. I want to do all these kind of things. And then when I ask them the question, what do you want to communicate? What's your message? I get sort of a blank stare back. And I think that in my entire profession, there's a lot of people that are just shooting out messages that aren't thinking about the message. And if you think about the communication model we're all taught in seventh grade, it's like sender, receiver, and that little line that connects them, that's the message. One of the big differences in my firm is I always focus on the message. I don't talk tactics. I don't talk about, there's a million ways to get your message out. But if the message is wrong, then you're going to do it a million ways wrong.
Wow, what a great tip, Scott. How do people find out more about you? What do they find when they get there? What do you do as a first step for customers? How about we'll wrap up with that? We got about 2 minutes.
Sure, absolutely. The way to find me probably is my website, which is www.robertsoncom.com.
Can you spell that out for us?
Sure. robertsoncomm.com.
Okay.
Or find us on Facebook under Robertson Communications Corp. We're also out there on Twitter. What they find when they get there, hopefully, is I really want, you know, I mentioned to you the importance of being real in your brand. And I really wanted my website to be a living thing that it really kind of flows from my blog. And I comment on all kinds of things that go on in marketing, all kinds of different topics. And I think my blog's, you know, fairly entertaining. You know, hopefully give people some insight and some ideas about what they might want to do with their communications. And working with me is different. I'm different than other marketing service providers because I'm going to focus on the message. We're going to try to dig down in some emotions. And we're trying to do this better than it's been done before.
Scott Robertson, fascinating interview. Thanks very much for joining us today. I've been talking with Scott Robertson of Robertson Communications, and we'll be right back after this break. Olive Crest is a local nonprofit organization dedicated to preventing child abuse, treating and educating at-risk children, and preserving the family one life at a time. For 40 years, Olive Crest has provided safe, loving homes to at-risk youth throughout Southern California, Nevada, and the Pacific Northwest. There are many ways you can help, including volunteering or becoming a foster parent. Go to www.olivecrest.org or call 1-800-550-CHILD to learn more. That's 1-800-550-CHILD. Call today.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.